This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember a while back, we were told that you don't want to wash your bedding that much. You don't want to shower that much because you want to have the microbiome and the bacterial home that your body is used to. Who was that on the Peanuts? You had Peppermint Patty, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, but then you had the guy that always had a dirt circle around him. I forget who that was. I don't know if it was Franklin or who it was, but there was always somebody that had, and there was all these squiggly lines, and he was supposed to be the dirty kid. I don't know. But this had been years recently purported to be a very good health trend. And now they're calling it bed rotting. I'm not a fan. I'm telling you right now, I'm not a fan of this. Although, who knows, maybe it'll help my allergies. But bed rotting is a practice where you spend long periods of time under the covers. You have your screens, your snacks, and you basically live in your bed. And apparently, according to Urban Dictionary, it is the Gen Z term for staying in bed for days on end, binging on Netflix, TikTok, and Hinge. Now, why would people do this? Okay, so when I was a student, I didn't really have my own apartment. I would rent a room. I did whatever I could because I was waiting tables, putting myself through school. So I didn't really want to use the general area of the apartment. So I would make my food and go to my room. Maybe I'd go to the bathroom every now and then, but I wanted to stay out of people's way. I don't even remember who I lived with. But when I had to rent a room, I rented a room until I had a couple of roommates who I loved and did share apartments with, but when they would travel abroad or go off to grad school or whatever, I would be out of roommate. And so I basically studied in bed, ate in bed, slept in bed, was on the phone. So it's not that uncommon for the younger generation to do much in their room. You know, parents will say, my teenager is always in the room. They're always in the room. Okay, I agree. You got to get them out of the room. They got to get activities. They got to get a job. They got to date. They have to do things, socialize. But it's not that big of a shock. Now, when somebody's young, they make their own small space, and they learn to live in that space, just like cavemen do. The problem is you could get blood clots, bed sores, dirty. I remember not liking my sheets after I washed them because they were very crisp and cold. But if my bed was used, oh, it's so much more comfortable. And so your body will tend to like a livable and lived in atmosphere. But you still have to clean. You still have to get up. We don't want you getting a blood clot. We don't want you getting headaches. It is not healthy to be in a bed or in a room for hours on end. And we haven't even begun to talk about the mental health aspect of it. And people can basically entertain themselves now with Netflix and TV and binging. They have their entertainment on their phone. They can communicate. They don't have to go out. See, before tech, if you wanted to meet somebody, you had to actually leave the house, leave the home, and go somewhere. if you wanted to see your friend and you missed him and you didn't want to talk on the phone because somebody could pick up the other line or everybody else needed to use the phone, you left to go see them. I was clawing at the door to get the hell out of my house because I didn't want to be home and I wanted to see other people when I was growing up with my parents. But then, now that, well, I could talk to my family on my phone. Everybody has their own phone. They don't have to wait for you to get off the phone. I remember growing up, get off the phone, get off the phone, get off the phone. We need the phone. Now we don't need to do that. We all have our own phones. We could see who we want to see. We could socialize with who we want to socialize. Okay, the new movie's out. Let's go see the new movie. Okay, well, you can now see it online. You don't necessarily have to go out to the theater. So what are we doing if we're making a society so comfortable with living in their 8x8 or 12x12 room? Now, people have noticed that these small homes or these small apartments have been selling like wildfire or renting out. And I even noticed when I married my husband, I go, I don't need a big apartment. I mean, I get if we have a baby, we're going to need a second room for the baby. But as long as I can have my treadmill in the apartment, as long as I have a kitchen where I can at least cook and I have a desk to work at, I could live in a studio apartment easy. I don't need a lot of space. And the funny thing is still to this day, I don't use a lot of my house. There's a few corners I'm always in. And then either I use my gym equipment or I go out, but I don't use a lot of that. That's why I told you, if you want to save money and get ready for, you know, the economic downturn that keeps being projected, although we're in an economic downturn now, downsize. If you don't need a 2,300 square foot living space, downsize. If you don't need a 4,000 square foot living space, downsize. If you don't need two cars, downsize. Now, I always like to have an extra car just in case one dies. You know, I like to have extra room in case people come over and need to spend the night. But I think we actually can utilize less space. That doesn't mean we want our younger generation to be capitalizing on that and staying indoors for hours on end. But we have now made it so easy that you never have to leave your house. That was COVID. You don't have to leave your house to even work. That could be dangerous, especially on mental health as well. 1-877-DOCTOR. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So adversity scoring has been something that isn't brand new. It's been something a lot of schools or jobs have been using to make their employment or class size more diverse. And now with the affirmative action ruling from SCOTUS, adversity scoring is going to become more and more utilized. What a lot of people aren't realizing is this might actually hurt people that have been victims and have overcome much adversity, because right now the race is on for who has the most adverse or victimization that they had to overcome to get the coveted spot. And I'm hearing from people that go, okay, so look, you know what? I was assaulted. I had this. We had a fire. Is that what I should put in my medical school personal statement? You know, I was knocked unconscious. I was treated unfairly. And I'm watching this evolution of students, even people for jobs, going from, rather than talking about what I've accomplished and what I've done, they want a story. They want to see what I've overcome. They want to see how I was a victim and how I was hurt. And look at what I was able to do despite all that. Now, if you look at many individuals, many of them have different backgrounds. Some involve racism, bigotry, being beat, assaulted, trafficked. But I am seeing this frenzy of people trying to apply to pull truths from their past to make a package to show how beaten they were and how they overcame. It's interesting. South Park did a Harry and Meghan spoof, although they called them the Prince and Princess of Canada, and they called Harry's book Spare Wah. And it was about how, in order to change your image, you have to include victim, victim, victim. And that's really what's been happening now. And what worries me is individuals who really did have to overcome adversity, discrimination, now are going to, every application is going to be very difficult to who was more discriminated against, who had more adversity. And so if you're interviewing for the job or interviewing for the school position, get ready for assault, beatings, rape, theft, fires, homelessness, and are you going to be able to believe it? Now, mind you, okay, we have, and not always correctly, realized that as you go through life, bad things happen. You can't dwell on it. You need to turn it into an opportunity and be able to shine and rise above individuals trying to bring you down, individuals trying to hurt you. And there have been many of us that have sadly been pulled back, I mean, almost killed, and we've overcome. And we don't necessarily want the sympathy card. We want to say, look, you know, we've all had a bad, or a lot of us have had a bad, or others have had a bad. I don't want to say I've had it worse than others, because I know people have had it worse. We've been trained to learn that other people always have it worse. There's always somebody else who suffered more than we did. My family who died in the concentration camp, I will never, ever ask for a pity party for me because of what Americans went through with slavery, with what people went through with the Holocaust, what they're going through with other. I would never ask for a pity party. But we've learned that you need to still, you need to move on, get the job done, and then apply for the job, etc. Now we're going back to concentrate on that. And I'm a little nervous with what I'm seeing, because I don't want students to say, look, all right, get me into a psychologist so we can hand pick out memories that I could pull together, because I really want to be a doctor. I really want to get into medical school, and I'm not going to get in if I don't have that story. I went to school. And that's the other thing, too. A lot of us don't remember the bad memories. Maybe we're repressing, maybe we're suppressing, but there's things from my past that I don't ever want to remember. I don't ever want to bring it up. I want to move forward. But you might not get into medical school. You might not get that job, because now they're scoring based on you being disadvantaged or you having to overcome. Now, mind you, I get why this started. There were some individuals who basically fled dictatorships, and their families dodged bullets, getting them over on a boat. to get to America. That is amazing. And yes, that school would love to have a person that they highlight on their website saying, look, we let this person in. We took this person who overcame this, and we got him. And there's now also this frenzy by schools to get the people who were, if somebody, let's say, survived that Titanic sub, it's this, what could we show to look like we are there for people who suffered? But how is everybody going to figure it out when there's, and I'm worried that maybe people will lie. I mean, the Me Too movement was supposed to really help those that were attacked or assaulted, and then all of a sudden everybody said Me Too. And then people started to not believe it, and those individuals who really were Me Too got completely neutralized. Is that what's going to happen now? Where individuals who really did overcome, they're going to say, all right, yeah, you grew up in this neighborhood, so did 200 other applicants. What else? Well, I was also raped. We have about 150 who were raped. What else? That's not the best way to go about it. I don't want somebody getting into a program, competing on something that crushed them, that mentally could possibly cause post-traumatic stress. Why can't they talk about, look, you know, this is what I got, these are my grades, this is what I've done, this is my volunteer work, this is what I've created. So I'm just worried because we have a lot of people who have been discriminated against, a lot of people from underserved areas, from schools that didn't help nurture education, from people who were beat, from people who were assaulted. And I'm seeing job interviews and applicants and students struggling to put together a package to show that they also went through all this. And I don't know if that's the best way to choose a candidate. And so for those of you who are employers or human resource managers or law school, medical school, business school, graduate school interviewers, get ready to set up, make sure you have a therapist for you, because you are going to be now completely overwhelmed with some of the most horrific stories. And maybe that is what society wants. Maybe we shouldn't suppress our past, and the bad stuff we endured in our past should be talked about and should be a part of our application. And maybe we do need to see that everybody's been assaulted or raped or discriminated against or stolen from or cheated. Or maybe society wants to know that. But rather than it being the one or two, it's going to be everybody that applies. Because they're going to be fearful if they don't put that in the application, they're going to get passed over because of adversity scores. And we need to find the best candidates. And my worry is there's going to be some embellishing. There might be some lying. Because the one thing that students or competitive workers know what to do is how to get the job. They do their homework. They go, if this is what I need on my application, then this is what I'm going to have. And that's a little frustrating. Because it's going to, as I said, those who really suffered are now going to be looked over. Because everybody's going to be a victim. Everybody is going to have had something bad happen to them. So I don't know what another metric needs to be. And it's also insulting to think that the only way we could have diversity is if somebody was attacked or discriminated against or poor. That's not, that's stereotypes. So we need to find a better way. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is in the United Kingdom on the first leg of a five-day European trip. His central focus is on supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia while stopping short of granting that country NATO membership.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
Biden also met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles. FBI Director Christopher Wray will testify before Congress this week, specifically the House Judiciary Committee. He will face Republicans who have criticized the Justice Department due to the recent indictment of former President Trump. Disgraced former sports doctor Larry Nassar is reportedly in stable condition after being stabbed multiple times during an altercation Sunday at the federal prison where he's been locked up in Florida. Nassar was sentenced to decades behind bars for sexually assaulting female athletes when he worked at USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have asked multiple times about what the true population is in terms of numbers as it relates to LGBTQAI plus population. And when I was in medical school, we were taught that 1 in 6 individuals have experimented with somebody of the opposite sex, and 1 in 8 are a part of the community. 1 in 8 individuals, so about 12%. That number seemed high compared to what was being told. It was 1% of the population or less than 2% of the population for years. Well, we're being told that in terms of Gen Zers, up to 40% of Gen Zers are identified as LGBTQAI+. Brown University, 40% of the students are not straight. They said 22.9% of the students describe themselves as homosexual. Now, that is apparently down from 46% in 2010 of that 40%. But LGBTQ+AI spectrum can also include gender fluid. So when you hear numbers of 40%, that might also include individuals that are not ascribing to a male, female. I know the numbers do seem to be a lot. People are very concerned about fertility and if there's going to be a population to support the Gen Z and millennials later, if Generation Alpha, Generation Beta is not going to be that robust based on their parents, you know, having affinity towards same sex and not necessarily having as many babies. But it's we are seeing a huge push for those in the LGBTQ+AI+ community to have options for fertility, etc. But it is. It's a question that I think it's totally fine to ask. And I don't think anybody should feel ashamed to ask what is going on, where are we at, why. So a few things. When you hear, so this is a survey that was carried out by the Brown Daily Herald. And it found that nearly 40% of students did not identify as straight. Now, this is something that whenever you do anything in science, you have to always look laterally and see if there's anything that could possibly not allow this to be 100% accurate. And no study is 100% accurate. So, for example, if you have somebody, let's say on college campus, and I'm not exactly sure how this study was taken out, this poll, and you say, hi, can you take a survey? And you have a bunch of people that do not want to give their answers in public or do not want to stop and take a survey. And they go, what's the survey on? Well, we want to know if you're LGBTQ+. Many individuals who don't identify as that would say, never mind, and walk off. You may have some individuals say, yeah, I'll fill it out, I'll sign it. But, you know, did you really get everybody who asked? Do these polls bring up the numbers of how many people refused to answer or refused to take it? That's why these polls with Republicans and Democrats always leave us scratching our head, because many of my friends say every time there's a pollster, I hang up, because they're trying to fish around if you like Trump or Biden, and if they think I like Trump, they're going to come after me, so I'm just going to hang up. Now, I'm not saying people that hang up are on the opposite side of the poll, but there, that does take into account the accuracy of the numbers. So it could be that those individuals who really wanted to partake in a poll based on sexuality might have been more open to the spectrum and that population. In terms of individuals changing, the big question I get, or are we having heterosexual men and women change? Is there something in the water? Is it cell phones? Is there something altering? And that's I say no. I do not think it is something that is a, shall we say, a change from something electromagnetic. I say no, as a doctor, knowing that individuals who feel this way have always felt this way. But we do have a acceptance that is allowing people to be more honest and open. I'm telling you right now, when I said that most of the guys I dated in college ended up being gay, and I said I must have turned them, and for years I thought it's because I turned them. No, they were always. It's just they tried to fit into society. They tried to, and, you know, going out with me, you know, that maybe that was the, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back, said I can't do this anymore. I am done. But I've always seen a very large population, and it's just, so I think part of it is people feel more free and open to talk about it. But the part that is intriguing people is, do we have individuals who may be straight, may be cis, that are now going to question if they should be a boy or girl, and are they going to change their mind and then change their mind back? And are they going to do something that could affect them permanently when it comes to fertility? And that is something that a lot of us doctors, even many European agencies, are like, guys, let's slow down a little bit on the child transitioning because we really need to get a grip on this. And even though studies from the past have said the average transgender does not switch back, they stay the sex they wanted to transition to. We are having more people speak out going, I didn't want to lose my breasts. I didn't want to lose my fertility, whether I'm transgender or not. So we are having people speak out about the permanence of it. And so, you know, when you hear that a college, 40%, that doesn't shock me at all. I think there is a larger population. I think in terms of the poll, you have more people of that community willing to take the poll as opposed to somebody else. But you also have people feeling more free to speak about it. And many individuals, maybe because they're with their friends or others, and they are gender fluid, like, you know what? Fine. I don't have to be called a girl. I don't have to be called a guy. I'm fine with it. I'll support you. You know, people ask, why is Hollywood so supportive and not, you know, more neutral when it comes to politics and all that? Is because, you know, if you do have a friend or family member, you're going to support them. And if you are a coworker or a producer or and it shouldn't be a right-left issue. I think who you are, who you love, who you want to be with is a personal issue. I don't think there should be a government involved. I don't think there should be other individuals involved. I don't think you should have people who maybe have their own religious beliefs involved. It's your personal choice who you want to be with. Now, I don't, it is entering many, shall we say, school curriculums, and it's starting to bring in other people, and then they're going to then have their opinion. I think whoever you want to be with is very personal. And it's interesting because many of my friends and family who are a part of the LGBTQ A+ community is not asking for it to be in the schools. Now, these are non-LGBTQ population individuals who are saying we need to bring this up and let a kid decide if they want to be boy or girl and not let their parents decide. Well, now you have individuals going, so I got to choose now. They have a lot of choices in life, but to choose what sex you're going to be with the rest of your life, that's a difficult decision to make. Even in somebody who is transgender, that's a tough decision. And they need to appreciate that. Because you're hurting individuals who are transgender that really have struggled to make that choice. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Mandy asked, do I think President Biden was using the cocaine to make him more alert? I know a lot of people have been considering that as a theory as to why there was cocaine in the White House. I say no. I don't think President Biden has been on cocaine. That's just my medical opinion for a few reasons. Number one is there's other stimulants that they could give him that is safe. Now, I understand his PR team and his team have, I think, made some crucial mistakes when it came to things they could do to make him less cognitively impaired. But one thing that anybody on his team would do is if they do need to give him a stimulant to help him get through meetings and speeches, they would do one that is legal, pharmaceutical, because if, God forbid, you have an 80-year-old president that has to go to the hospital, and they will do a tox screen to see if there's any chemicals or things he could have been exposed to or attacked with, then it would show up. So, no, my answer is I do not think it is President Biden's cocaine. Now, that being said, you know, is it Hunter's? Is it somebody who works in the West Wing? I wouldn't be surprised if any of those are what it is. I know there's been some issues with Prince Harry and his visa. And how come Prince Harry got a visa if he was open about his drug use? Maybe Prince Harry was in the White House. I don't know. But I do not think it is President Biden's. What we do know so far, according to Newsweek, is the Secret Service is still investigating. Although, you know, when it comes to Trump, they already have indictments and FBI raids and all that within seconds. But when it comes to this, they're still taking their time. And it does kind of confuse people that anything in the White House that is under major surveillance, cameras, Secret Service, it should be a slam dunk to know what the heck is going on. But probably what's taken a while is how they're going to report on it. So here we are. It's been, what, a few weeks now? Anyway, oh, no. Actually, 8 days. Agents found a powder in a small clear plastic bag during a routine sweep of the building on July 2nd. Now, on the 30th, Joe Biden and his family, including Hunter Biden, left for Camp David. So this was found while they were on holiday vacation. The White House was evacuated as a precaution. The fire department determined the substance was not hazardous. The initial test came back positive cocaine, and then a second test last week confirmed it was cocaine. It was found in a lobby of the West Wing, which they say many staffers and official visitors enter. It was discovered on the floor of a busy area, as if it fell out of somebody's pocket. Now, if it did, there's fingerprints. This should be very, very easy to figure out. And again, knowing that many individuals use cocaine, as a doctor, I was not surprised by drug tests that some of my patients who were professionals, you know, would do. I wouldn't be surprised if it could be a staffer as well. I know everybody's saying it's Hunter Biden's. Very easy to prove. If his fingerprints are not on it, and there's no dealer at the White House, and the fingerprints of the person who uses it, if they do a test, a blood test or a tox screen, it's pretty easy to figure out. Now, they say this was found in an area where guests are screened for security and leave their phones in small cubby holes. Now, the AP reported that the area is open to staff-led tours of the West Wing, which are scheduled for non-working hours on the weekends and evenings. There are tours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. It is an invitation-only tour led by White House staff for friends, family, and other guests. Most staffers who work in the complex can request an evening or weekend tour slot, usually a long waiting list. Now, there has been some discussion that the place we were told it was found was not the true place. I leave that up to you guys to debate. I don't know. And honestly, with this, it's one of these things where it's an interesting story. It's a story that the media loves to manage and jump on. But I think we got bigger fish to fry than a bag of drugs found in the White House. I do not think this is the first time there were drugs at the White House. You know, I heard that other previous presidents had big parties. But the key is we want to make sure that whoever is guiding Biden is not high. So it's a big deal. But we have even bigger deals to cover. And because there's been so much surrounding Hunter, and it does make people a little nervous about Hunter being by the president. Now, some things people are concerned about is if, let's say, Hunter Biden is doing drugs, could there be a conflict between him and the president? Could he get mad? Could there be? So obviously, people, you know, it's important for both Democrats and Republicans to know what the hell is going on. But yeah, it has taken a while. They're probably trying to figure out what, you know, they can how they can relay what happened. And my guess is somebody's going to take the fall. It's going to be a staffer. They're going to say, look, do this for your country. You're going to be fired. It's going to be your cocaine, but we'll make it up to you. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. If it's somebody that they don't want knowing who does drugs. Now, interestingly, we're hearing that President Biden has a bad temper. That behind closed doors, he has been yelling at staff and shouting obscenities. We're being told that his temper is so bad that some staff try to avoid meeting him alone. They might bring a colleague to defuse the situation. Now, even though Joe Biden looks really, really nice, he has been apparently allegedly in rages where he'll say the GD word, how the blank, don't you know this, with an F word, don't blank and BS me, get the blank out of here. Now, is he the first president to cuss? No. I mean, we know Trump cussed. I'm sure Obama cussed. Lyndon B. Johnson was very well known for cussing. But where I'm concerned as a doctor is we do see in older individuals, including men, that they may become a little bit more combative. And they may become less tolerant around others. And so when we've seen him snap at Daily Mail reporters and snap at other reporters being reported by Daily Mail or other, apparently he lost his temper with Vladimir Zelensky in a phone call, according to NBC News, that you do wonder, you know, how he's doing. And so many individuals say, I don't know what to do. I can't leave the kids with grandpa. Grandpa gets angry. Grandpa gets mad. I know. I had a grandpa. I had a grandpa that would hit us with a cane for no reason. He would get so angry. And he had the scary eyes. And he had, now, I thought it might have been CTE because of all the football he played without a helmet years prior. But when you do have an older member of the family or even a younger member of the family that has violent outbursts, you do need to be careful. Because sometimes that could be a sign of cognitive deficit. And so, but is it, you know, is it that shocking? I am sure any president has gotten mad, has screamed. Remember, they are the top, the highest ranked person in the United States. Some of them let the power go to their head. And they will take it out on other people. You know, I've always thought to myself, if I was president, oh, I'd be so nice. I would be having lunch with everybody. I would let everybody in and out of the White House. I would be like, oh, yeah, you know. But the reality of it is you start to build walls. And when you build walls, it could do something to you mentally. And then when you're among other individuals saying, well, it wasn't me, it was this person. This person did it. This person did it. You know, they start to think that way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.